Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of December 2020. December the 4th. 19 minutes past the hour, here we are on a Friday night, joined live in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Pretty good.
See, at this point, I just say co-host. For a long time, it was guest co-host, and then it was secret co-host for a while. I think now it's just co-host.
That's good.
I think we've gotten to that point.
Yeah.
So here we are, first Friday in December. Now, I figured not to overdo it with this pandemic, because that happens a lot, but we did learn today from the governor that I think what he said was, and this is a paraphrase, that we're not doing enough. We've got to do something else, but he did not say what that would be yet.
Yeah, we'll see what he says. I wonder when he's going to tell us.
Well, I think what has to be driving this is the hospitals. You can't keep filling up the hospitals and not see a decrease in numbers, because we've had the curfew now for just about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it's been more than 2 weeks, hasn't it? Because it started the week before Thanksgiving. So 2 weeks would have been last night, right?
Probably.
So nothing has went down.
No.
Everything just continues to get worse.
And it's probably going to get worse.
So what do you do to fix it?
Stay home.
Stay home. But people don't like that.
No. People don't like to be told what to do.
You know, I don't know. At this point, would a stay-at-home order fix this?
It'd probably help.
Swing it in the right direction?
I think it would.
Where are people getting it? That's what I'm confused. Because they keep saying community spread. So where are people getting it at?
Like if they, I would say if they go over to their friend's house or sleep over. Like I had somebody tell me today at work that like their child is on a travel team, and the coach wanted to do a Christmas party, have a sleepover, and there was like 40 people that were invited. I mean, that's crazy. And she was like, there is no way, like, me and my family is going to that.
Well, it's kind of interesting because here we are, and theater events are going on, and high school sports are going on. How do you keep it under control with those things still going on?
I don't think you can.
So how does the curfew end up helping anything?
I don't know how the curfew really helps, except I really don't know. I mean, it wouldn't affect me because, you know, I'm home usually by 10 in the evening anyway. I think that's for, like, people who would go out to the bars and... But, I mean, if you're already at the bar, and what does it matter if you're there till midnight or if you're there till 10?
Well, I'm just thinking the majority of these businesses are probably not doing the majority of their business after 10 o'clock.
Right. To me, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I don't think that really helps a whole lot. I mean, I really don't know. I don't know anybody who has said how they think the curfew helps.
Well, I'll tell you something that's happened, and I was talking to you about this in the car, because so many people have it now. It's very rare to find somebody now who doesn't know anybody who's had it. Everybody seems to know somebody who's had it. But the problem is, you know, I assume other illnesses are still going on. People are still having heart attacks. People are still having strokes. People are still having pneumonia. People are still having bronchitis. You know, this stuff that happens in
Normal.
November. Yeah.
Right.
But you don't hear anything about any of those illnesses going on, because everything, every day, is COVID numbers, COVID deaths. So I don't know how you, because the symptoms of COVID are so symptomatic of all those things.
Right. Well, I mean, at least like with Ohio Health, you know, they've been checking for flu and COVID. So that's nice that they can differentiate between COVID and flu.
Now, can you just have one symptom?
For COVID?
Yeah.
I would say yes. You can have no symptoms.
Right. So this comes to an interesting point about it as well. If you just have one symptom.
Like if your nose is running.
If your nose is running. Clearly, you're not probably going to go get the test.
Right.
So
you wouldn't think anything about it.
Wouldn't think anything of it. And if you don't feel horrible, I doubt you're going to go get any help.
Right. Which you don't need to. I mean, there's, because it's a virus.
Well, so that's the thing. Does it pass?
It should.
Well, because I think of Pete, because my I have a family member who has really, I guess you would call it chronic bronchitis, and gets it every year. And they usually use prednisone to fix it, but they're never in the hospital. But clearly there's like wheezing and breathing issues every year.
Right.
But it passes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It goes away. So, you know, at what point do you become alarmed and say this is more than that? If you're not going to get the test.
Well, I think most people that develop any of those symptoms probably are going to go get the test. Just because they don't know. And you really can't tell the difference.
Well, and that's the problem.
Right.
But see, now here's the thing though. Bronchitis will not kill you. Okay, let's say you get bronchitis symptoms, but it turns out to be the COVID illness. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll kill you, because apparently most people in the hospital are having breathing issues right now, and a lot of them are getting out.
Oh, yeah. I would say the majority of them get out. You know, a few of them don't, but I mean, we've had quite a few deaths just in Marion.
So I don't know. I mean, clearly you don't want to fool around if you're really having trouble breathing.
Right. That's when you need to go to the hospital.
Right.
Or call 911.
Call 911.
Really, yeah.
Right. Well, I hope somebody would.
Right.
Because if you're feeling lightheaded or something like that, or you're really gasping for air, I would hope you would call 911.
Right.
But if you're just having a slight shortness of breath, would you stay home and, you know, just let it pass like bronchitis?
Well, it probably just depends on the person. I think right now people are just kind of worried.
Well, that's what the big problem with this I see is the big P. I see two P's here. One is pandemic, which clearly we have. But the other is panic.
Panic, right.
Which I think people are doing when maybe they don't really need to.
Right.
Now, clearly, if you can't breathe, go to the hospital.
Right.
Clearly, if you feel like the floor of a bus, go to the hospital. But I think people are getting panicked. They have one symptom, and it's, oh, my God, this
right.
thing has killed people.
Oh, I'm sure the ER is way overwhelmed. And a lot of them, I'm sure, are just people who have symptoms and, you know, like a runny nose, cough, congestion, that kind of stuff. And they'll go to the ER and get tested. But they really don't need to go to the ER and get tested. They should just stay home.
Well, what is making me nervous, for example, okay, now people, when people are dying, which is awful when somebody dies of this, they are putting, you know, that this person had no medical problems. Now, I don't know if they did or not. And they might have.
Right.
Or they certainly might have developed some while they were there. Or they might have waited a long time to go to the hospital. The longer you wait with something like that, it's usually not a good idea.
Right.
So I think sometimes that confuses people when they don't know the person and they come in and they read something like that and they say, oh, my God, you know, I'm that age. You know, I could drop dead right here.
Right.
When I don't think that's, I think we've got to be cautious, but I don't think that's necessarily the case. I'm guessing there might have been more to it.
Probably. Well, working in a doctor's office, I mean, we get people who don't go to the doctors, but like once in 20 years. Like, we'll get new patients in that haven't been seen in 20 years. And here they have, you know, hypertension, they have diabetes, and they had no idea because they didn't go to the doctor. So, and then when we actually do tests, we find out, oh, you have all this problems because you haven't been to the doctor in 20 years. So, you know, a lot of times people just have no idea that they have issues.
But do they feel bad?
By the time they get to the doctor, they probably do feel bad. That's why they're coming in after 20 years. But, you know.
Because I'm guessing diabetes, if you have full-blown diabetes, if you're spiking over 200 or 300, there's times when you probably really don't feel good.
Right, but some people really don't even notice. They don't know. Because, like, if they leave it untreated and their blood sugars are always running 300, like, they're not going to feel it.
Medicine's an interesting thing because we all go, I think, when we don't feel well.
Yep.
But, I mean, my goodness. If you think about things before COVID, I mean, you had a friend who just died.
Right. Right.
And she was what, in her 20s, 30s?
No, she's my age.
Well, 30s. Would have been 30s.
Right, 38.
She was perfectly fine.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And ended up, the thing that she died from was not anything that probably would have shown up on a blood test.
Right.
And I doubt in her age, they would have even been checking for that.
No.
But so what do you do? Is life just a crapshoot?
Pretty much. But, I mean, it helps if you go and get your checkups. You know, that way you would know, like, if you have a heart condition or, you know, I've had a stress test, I've had an echo, I've had EKG, you know, I've had my heart checked. You know, I get blood work done at least once a year.
See, I'd rather just not know.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Because, see, if you don't know you have it, then you don't have it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
You don't think? Well, I don't think in your own mind you don't treat it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that let's say you are having some kind of issue. If you're still functioning, would you go get checked out? I don't know.
Like if you had a twitch in your lip?
Yeah, I've heard people get those.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it goes away.
Eventually. I had get a twitch in my lip, but mine still is there. Mine never went away.
Don't all things pass, though, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they're either going to pass or you're going to pass.
Right, right. Well, I mean, unfortunately, but boy, the medicals of this are, I think, bringing to the forefront how fragile life can be.
Very.
But, you know, it's fragile all the time. We just don't think about it.
Right.
I mean, you get up in the morning and car crash.
Yeah, you never know.
And that has nothing to do with your medicals.
Nope. You know, it's scary driving down 309 these days, down by where I live.
You know, and I don't even know what is the process right now when you go into the hospital if you don't have COVID.
I don't know. Thankfully, I haven't been there.
Right. I don't know what happens. I don't know when you walk in what the...
They put you through a metal detector. I know that.
I know. What is that about? Is that a gun thing?
Probably.
Yeah.
Guns, knives, people will bring all kinds of stuff.
I wonder if they had an episode there.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. See, because I would think, because they tell you now, if you drop somebody off with COVID, I don't think you can go in with them.
Yeah, I doubt if you could go in even if you were going in for a broken arm. I mean, unless you were like a kid and a parent. you know.
So do you just...
I would imagine they have restrictions for anybody, not just COVID right now. I mean, we have restrictions where I work that they don't want anybody else in but the patient. Like, that's it. No visitors with the patient, you know, unless you have to have a guardian or something like that. But only strictly patient.
You know, I just wonder, what is the level? Because I tell people who are just symptomatic but not in bad shape to stay home. So what is the level to which you say, I need to go to the hospital?
Well, if you're having trouble breathing and you've never had trouble breathing before, I would definitely say that would be a trigger. Like, if you just are having trouble breathing, if you get extremely winded, I would say you should probably go.
Well, see, I don't know. I guess probably. I mean, I would think that's probably true.
Yeah, not being able to breathe would be very scary.
Well, I don't think... Who would stay home with that problem going on?
Stubborn people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you stay at home not breathing? I mean, doesn't that eventually catch up with you?
Well, I'm sure it would. And I'm sure it's happened. But people might think, oh, well, you know, maybe this isn't really as bad as I think it is. Maybe I'm just overthinking it. And then you just don't know.
Don't you think sometimes, but to see, how do we keep the panic out of this?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess you just have to tell yourself that you're just going to be fine.
Well, I think you do. And in the end, what can you do?
Right.
I mean, really, you've got to make your own decisions for yourself. And I would hope if you felt awful that you would go to the hospital.
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, that happens all the time. People don't feel good and they don't go to the hospital. I see people every day that refuse to go to the hospital when they need to go to the hospital.
Like, what is a common problem that people are having where they're not going to the hospital?
Oh, geez. I mean, there's lots of problems. I mean, I think, well, a lot of times people won't go to the hospital because they think, well, I deal with older people. So I think that they will, if they go into the hospital, they fear that they won't come out of the hospital.
Well, I guess that's a legitimate fear.
Right. So they just won't go. So, and then right now, actually, I'm dealing with people who refuse to go to the hospital because they don't want to go there because of COVID. Like, if they don't have COVID symptoms, if they have regular, like, say they have, their legs are swelling and their legs have shortness of breath, say they have congestive heart failure or something like that, and they refuse to go because they don't want to go to the hospital because of COVID.
Now, see, congestive heart failure. Now, there's shortness of breath with that. Okay, right. Let's say you had congestive heart failure. How would you know if it's that acting up or if it's the COVID?
I mean, you... I don't know. We tell people if you have any new or worsening, like, shortness of breath. Like, if it's different, if it's more shortness of breath than you normally are. Like, if you're normally shortness of breath, like, it would be more, if you're more short of breath than normal. I know.
I don't know. How short of breath can you get?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't have those problems, thankfully, so...
I've never had a problem like that either, but I just wonder because I see a lot of people out in public who are really having trouble breathing.
Right.
But they're not dying, I don't think.
Well, and like COPD is another one where, I mean, if you have COPD, you're going to be short of breath. So.
All the time?
A lot of times, like on exertion, like if you're up walking. So.
I just wonder how many times right now, though, See, in the beginning, I think everybody thought they had COVID, and most people didn't.
Right.
In the beginning.
Right.
Now I think a lot of people think they have it, and they are finding out that they do, but I think then there are other people who don't. Because
right.
because we're just getting into a season that's cold and flu. You know, if, let's take nausea, for example, which I guess is a symptom. Now, if you normally got nauseous this time of year, you would just think you maybe had food poisoning or had a stomach virus.
Right.
I don't think you would think that right now. The
no.
same nausea. You would think it's something else.
Yeah.
And I think, I honestly think shortness of breath, the same thing. People do get pneumonia. People do get bronchitis.
Right.
And I think last year they would have thought, well, this will pass. I think
right.
now you would freak out. And you would say this is the early stage of something bad.
Yeah.
But you don't know.
Right. You don't know.
So how do we keep the panic down?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, the doctor I work with, she always says, you know, the only thing, the best thing you can do is take care of your body. You know, do your body good, like, eat healthy foods, you know, exercise, you know, take care of yourself. That's the best we can do to fight off the virus, you know, if we did get it. So you need to take care of yourself. So,
well, that's true. That's why years ago I started walking every night.
Yeah. But really, I mean, none of us know what's going to happen if we get the virus.
And that is the fear.
Right. Yeah. Some people who have tons of health issues make it just fine. So, and then some people don't. I mean, you just have no idea.
What do you think the reason behind that is? There's got to be some kind of medical reasoning. Are there stronger versions of it?
I just think it's your body, like how your body just reacts to the virus.
Like, people die from the flu every
right?
year.
Right.
But most people don't. So what would cause somebody to die from the flu? Well, like, I know with pneumonia. Pneumonia is usually the big fear.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear you don't have.
When you get flu and pneumonia together, that's bad.
Right. And when you get pneumonia, that's usually the big fear in people
mm-hmm.
is that if you're older, they fear a lot more.
Right.
And if you are sick with another illness, they fear a lot more.
Right.
Is that the same thing here?
Probably. I mean, I don't know if, like, you or I should fear as much as, like, somebody older. You know, it's really hitting the older people. But a lot of the, you know, I see a lot of older people on a daily basis, and a lot of them don't even believe in the virus.
Well, it seems to me like I had somebody on early on in this who got it, and who actually got it in prison, I believe. I think I had a guest
mm-hmm.
on. And I'm not even sure they gave him oxygen in prison, but
right.
they clearly were having breathing issues. But they did, I think they still have long-term effects from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they obviously got over the breathing problem, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. I do think people, though, who have had it, you know, some people will have, like, effects from it.
Well, I think there are websites now, long-termers and this sort of thing. I don't know. It's a very, very strange thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just say take care of yourself and, you know, I always have my hand sanitizer out and, you know, I wash my hands a lot and, you know, I just try to do the best I can to prevent things. But, you know, we can't see the virus. It's not like it's, you know, visible to us. So, you know, anything that you touch, you know, could have it on it. But we just don't know. So it's really hard. You can't really, like, there's no way to see it. So you can't really completely protect yourself from it. You can try, but I mean, that's just like the flu. You can try to not get the flu. Like, I try to do anything and everything to not get the flu every year. But I get my vaccine. I get my flu vaccine. And, you know, there's pneumonia vaccines. There's two different kinds of pneumonia vaccines out. So I definitely would get your vaccines.
So in the end, how do you prevent it?
Prevent getting COVID?
Yeah, I mean, is there really any way?
I don't think there's any way.
When it's so prevalent at this point?
No. I mean, you can just do the best you can.
So if you have an existing health condition, if you are elderly, what do you do?
Stay home as much as you can.
And hope for the best, I guess.
Yes.
And I think overall, most people are not dying from it.
No, I don't think so.
Especially now, because they now have come up with medicines to treat a lot of the symptoms.
Right.
By the way, do you know about this medicine that they're using? What is it, remdesivir?
Yes, it's an antiviral.
So what does that do?
I mean, I think it would probably help, like, build your immune system up.
Is that what causes the problems with people getting so sick? Is your immune system is down?
Probably.
How do you know if your immune system's down? Is there a test for that?
I don't think so. Do you normally get sick easy? Like, if you get sick a lot, I mean, if you get... Some people have really good immune systems. Mine is not good. So, you know.
But 9 months in, you have not had it, that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Which, that's good.
You know, I could have been asymptomatic. You know, there back in March, like when it first happened, I had a cough really bad, but I have severe allergies, and March is like a high allergen trigger month for me. Like,
now, did you go get tested?
No.
Now, see, I think that's how most people think.
Yeah.
I think when they get a symptom, they say, well, this will pass.
No, I had a severe cough. Like, it was just... But I get it every, like, March, and I get a cough usually in September, October, which I didn't this year, but...
Did it ever cross your mind at that time?
Back in March?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe just a little, but I really didn't worry about it. I mean, I didn't think about it. Like, I didn't obsess over it, I guess, but...
Now, would you think about it now?
Yeah, I would probably be worried, more worried now. I would definitely go get tested if I developed a cough.
So the big issue with this, though, really is that it's a respiratory illness. Like pneumonia.
Right. I believe it affects your lungs, but it can affect other parts of your body. You know, once the virus gets in there, I'm sure it can affect all kinds of stuff.
You know, we've heard so much about asymptomatic at this point. Now... Are some people with the flu every year asymptomatic as well?
Oh, you don't usually see asymptomatic patients with the flu.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would this be a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting to think about. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good evening, you guys. What are you guys doing today? You guys having fun?
You're doing the show. How are you?
Oh, you know, driving home from the gym. I'm commit to be fit.
And how did that go?
Not too bad.
Well, that's good.
I did a little bit of running. I can picture that one. Not run, but, you know, like jog. And basketball, and I lift some weights, stuff like that. But other than that, not too bad.
Well, always a good thing. We're talking about the pandemic right now because the governor has now said that he thinks... that what we're doing is not enough, and that more is going to have to be done, but he has not said what that's going to be.
You know, it's funny. I just went to the doctor for my 3 month checkup. Actually, it was 6 months, so it's like 6 months late. But they are doing this hepatitis C screening as well, which I got mine done. Mine came back negative. I don't know why they're doing it. Like, mostly the people that have diabetes. I don't know if that's... is that related to this coronavirus, Angie?
hepatitis?
Yeah, they're doing a hepatitis screening on diabetic. They said it could be, I don't know if it's triggering, it could trigger some stuff. I don't know. Mm. They're just offering, they're offering that screening automatic to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of times they'll do a hepatitis screen, like if your liver functions are off.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure why they, maybe my liver functions. I have no idea. I have fatty liver. I have it all.
Yeah. If your liver functions were off, that's probably just why they ran that screen.
Oh.
They just like to rule that out.
Oh, okay. It came back negative, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
What is hepatitis C anyway? What is it?
Well, it affects your liver, but I mean, a lot of times you would get it from, say, like a dirty tattoo needle or heroin abuse, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm not either one of those.
Right.
So that's good.
You know, it's about get a tattoo and try for it.
Like sharing needles, you would get hepatitis.
Oh, sharing needles.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm not planning on doing any. I have my own needles just for my own little thing, my insulin, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But I throw it away every time, so I don't use the same needle.
Yeah, don't share them.
Yeah, and I always throw it away. Once I do it, it goes in the garbage.
That's good.
Yeah, but the pandemic. So I don't know. I don't know how we're going to stop. Are we going into purple or what are we going in? Green?
Well, I know Columbus, Franklin County is back in red now. They've went from purple to red, but now some places up north are in the purple.
Oh, geez. So Marion County still in the red, though?
Yeah, I don't think we're near the purple.
Oh, that's good then.
Sean, your gym may get shut down.
Yeah, I'm hoping it won't, but I guess if it does, I guess I'll just have to walk outside, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know,
pounds so far.
Huh?
I lost 10.5 pounds so far since I went to the doctor. So
that's
good. That's a good thing. Yeah. So, I'm trying to change my lifestyle because my blood work is fatty.
That's always a positive.
I don't want my blood work to be fatty in it, whatever it's called, or what do they call that, Angie? Like when your blood shows up, looks like a muscle.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, you don't want whipped cream blood.
Yeah, the whipped cream blood. Yeah, there you go. But so far my blood pressure was a little high, but it came back down. But I almost had to go to the ER yesterday. They said if my blood pressure didn't come back down, they would have had to send me to the ER. I thought, oh God, I was praying to God. I do not want to go to that ER right now.
No. Yeah, you don't want to go there unless. It's a true, true emergency.
Yeah, they gave me a pill that I take now. If it's over 160, I got to drop this pill in me. And it's supposed to drop the blood pressure real fast. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the name of it is.
Probably Clonidine.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yep.
Yep. That's what it is.
So what was your blood pressure when this all was going down?
It was 152 over 127, but then it came back down to... back down in the 90s, so it would be back down to, I think, 95, 94.
The bottom number.
The bottom number is really
that's
high.
That's the bottom number, yeah. Yeah, it's still a little high. They increased my blood pressure, and I got that pill in case it goes over the top number. It goes over 160 again, so I think the other one was like 149, the top number.
Now, what does the top number versus the bottom number mean?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Like your top number is when your heart contracts, and your bottom number is when it's at rest.
Oh, yeah. They said if it didn't come down, I was about in the stroking range, I guess. Something.
Right. Yeah. You have to remember, like, something chronic always becomes acute. Like, as if you have chronic high blood pressure. You'll eventually have a heart attack. Like, that's acute.
Oh,
that makes sense.
I mean,
something chronic always becomes acute.
Is it like you can kill over, or just feel like an elephant sitting on your chest, or what is it? It could be anything, right? It could be a massive heart attack.
Right.
Yeah, I got you. Like, you won't even know it.
Yeah, but would people right now, would they think that it was a heart attack, or would they think they had the COVID?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Does the COVID raise your blood pressure, too?
Oh, I'm sure it can do all kinds of things.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was one of the symptoms or not.
I don't know.
I don't know. The big ones you always hear about are shortness of breath, and you hear about the cough. The cough is probably the one you hear about the most.
Right.
Well, see, I had my whooping cough, and you guys, you know what? My doctor wanted me to get the flu shot for the first time because he says, this being a diabetic, he says there's too much stuff out there right now, so I got the flu shot for the first time in my whole life, so I hope I don't get sick.
Oh, you're not going to get sick. I get them every year.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never got one before, but the doctor talked me into it. He said, you need to get one. You're diabetic, and your numbers are up. And okay.
Did you get it today?
I got it yesterday.
Okay. And you feel, you went to the gym, so you feel okay.
Yeah, I feel okay. Yep. My arm's a little sore.
Right.
But they said it will.
That's
but
normal.
I put it in my left arm, so that way, they said, as long as I work the arm out, it'll go away.
Yep.
So.
You got to keep it moving.
Yep. So I play basketball tonight, so I kind of... So, but other than that, I'm trying to get back. I'm changing the lifestyle. I'm trying to get back up in shape.
Well, good.
I've been out of shape too long. Right, Scott?
Well, I would say yes, but I don't want to come off as mean. You know, I'm trying to be nice in the middle of the pandemic right now. It's Christmas. You try to nice it up at the holidays.
You try to nice it up. You know, I'm not sure how we can do this because, you know, I'm usually, sometimes I'm at the gym a lot longer during the week. Tonight I left a little earlier because we got done. But sometimes I'm at the gym like after 10 some night. And this car is all over the road. This car is at McDonald's there in Delaware. Wendy's is still open after 10. So I don't know. This curfew thing, I don't know.
Well, they're allowed to be. I mean, stores are allowed to be open. Restaurants, drive-thrus are allowed to be open. And
I thought the curfew, everything has to be shut down.
No. No, never goes that way. People can still go to work.
Oh, okay. So really, the curfew is just for big stores, you said?
Anything outside of a grocery store or a restaurant drive-through has to be shut down.
Oh.
Okay. Or if you're a business, I guess. You can stay open third shift.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was wondering why there's a whole bunch of cars after 10 o'clock.
I just think it's public places that have to be shut down if you're not a grocery store. A restaurant can stay open, but only through drive-through and pickup, I think.
Gotcha. So, what is the plan for Mr. DeWine?
Well, I didn't say. That's the thing. He just said that this is not working well enough, and something more is going to have to be done. But he didn't say what it was.
So what did Franklin County shut down? So you think we have to shut down again?
Well, they never really did because it was just a suggestion that was made by the. I believe the city council, but I don't believe anybody ever really adhered to that, any of the businesses.
Well, how did they go from purple to red, I wonder? What was the trick?
Well, I think people probably just took it seriously.
So, the Marion County needs to take it seriously.
Well, there are 88 counties in Ohio. There's a lot of counties in a lot worse shape than we are.
Oh, there is? Oh, okay. I thought Marion was up there, though, right?
Oh, no.
Because like you said, our hospital's full, right? Is that what you...
Well, so is everybody else's. That's not just Marion.
I haven't looked at any of our numbers. I have no idea what the numbers are in Marion.
I mean, there's three... I think there's, what, more than three counties now that have went purple as of yesterday, and they're not us.
Yeah. Maybe we need two hospitals in Marion. We got two prisons. Why not two hospitals?
Well, this normally is not an issue. I don't think in the history of hospitals there has ever been an issue like this.
Yeah, I that was just a joke. I was just saying. I'd say, hey, maybe we could have one hospital on one side of the town and another one on the other.
Well, I think that's what's driving everything with the governor, is you can't have the hospitals be full. That's, I think, the big fear. I think if that was not an issue right now, this probably wouldn't be such a big thing. But so many people are ending up in the hospital that they're running out of room.
Right, plus, you don't, if you get too many people in there, that's going to spread the virus even more. Because they can't social distance people, I'm sure. And I'm sure they try to keep the people that have the virus by themselves in the room. That way there's nobody else in there. So they have their own private room. So it's kind of, probably kind of difficult to maintain that. Plus all the workers, you know.
Well, and there are still people getting sick with the regular illnesses. That's, you know, there's still people getting the flu. There's still people getting pneumonia. There's still people getting heart attacks, strokes, all kinds of issues. Well, you about ended up there for blood pressure.
Who?
You.
Oh, yeah. They said if my blood pressure didn't go down, they would have to send me to the ER. But I was like sitting there. I was like, oh, God, I hope I don't have to go. And I didn't have to go. But, yeah, I was going to ask you. So when somebody has a cough, right, because I had the whooping cough vaccine, too. I guess they have it all in one now.
Right.
Is that right, Angie?
The Tdap.
The whooping cough. And, yeah. I had that done, too. So when somebody has a cough, you don't know if it's a whooping cough or... All right. So I guess without getting checked, I guess you wouldn't know, right?
Well, I mean, we don't really see a whole lot of the whooping cough.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So what? Can I ask you something? What is a whooping cough? I never really asked the question. What is it? Is this like a bad cough? Or, I mean, it's dangerous, though, right?
I think it's a different kind of cough. I don't really know much about it.
Oh, okay. I know they said it was dangerous for kids. Or baby.
Right.
Or when babies are, yeah.
You know, I think another thing that's driving all this is, right, people look up their illnesses on the internet.
Yeah, MD.com.
Well, that's
what I do all the time.
Because it'll scare you to death, and half the time it's not correct anyways.
Dr. Google.
Yeah, it's bad. And doctors always tell you that. They say,
right.
Do not Google your illness, because it might not be what you have.
Right, I know, I'm bad at that. I go to MD.com or whatever it's called. I have it saved underneath my browser.
Well, it can give you, like, you have a terrible illness that you really don't have.
You know.
I mean, I think people should just look at their own bodies and say, okay, how do I feel?
I went off of my Victoza for about, about 3-4 weeks, which is bad. So I Googled on MDS, is it bad to go off your insulin? It's not really full insulin, I guess. It's like, I don't know. What is Victoza, Angie? Is it like part insulin and has like a little bit of stuff in it?
Yeah, it's not really insulin. It's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ran out of it for a while, and I couldn't get into the specialist. And I didn't have time to go to the doctor, which is my fault. But I got some now. But so I Googled. I said, is it bad to go off? I guess it is, but... I just quit cold turkey. Is this like when somebody's smoking? But I did.
And what was the purpose of that?
Well, I didn't have time to go to the doctors and didn't make time for it, I guess. It's my own fault, but yeah. I mean, I feel fine. I don't know what my insides are, but I feel, you know.
What did the guy say before he died? I feel fine. Famous last words.
So this is the education channel, so folks, do not go off of your... Just because I did.
I think it's a bad move. Hey, we're all over here a couple minutes, so we're going to break for the top of the hour, but stay tuned.
Okay. All right, talk to you later.
All right, we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Harry, he stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing.